Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. All this week, WBUR is marking the 100th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's birth with a series of stories about his connection to Massachusetts. And as part of the commemoration, we're taking you back to some of the key moments from the Kennedy presidency. Today, the Cuban Missile Crisis. In October 1962, the world seemed to be on the brink of nuclear war. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us inside the White House at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
On October 16th, President Kennedy tells his brother Robert, the Attorney General, that there is great trouble. That trouble is the discovery of Soviet missile sites in Cuba. A CIA agent briefs the president.
There's a medium-range ballistic missile launch site and two new military encampments in west-central Cuba.
How far advanced is this?
Sir, we've never seen this kind of an installation before.
Even in the Soviet Union?
No, sir.
Kennedy's Joint Chiefs of Staff urges a nuclear strike on the Soviet installations. Air Force General Curtis LeMay tells the president, "We don't have any choice except direct military action." Privately, Kennedy says that the worst advice always comes from those who feared that to be sensible made them seem soft and unheroic. What Kennedy fears is igniting a nuclear war. He tells an aide, "I keep thinking about the children whose lives would be wiped out."
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
On October 22nd, Americans turn on their radios and televisions to hear a somber president deliver a terrifying message.
On the island of Cuba, within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
Kennedy describes a clear and present danger and an explicit threat to peace, nuclear warheads that could strike anywhere along the eastern seaboard, including Washington, D.C. In this address, Kennedy walks a rhetorical tightrope between the language of diplomacy and the language of war.
We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the course of worldwide nuclear war, in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. But neither will we shrink from that risk at any time it must be faced.
The youngest president in American history, Kennedy defies generals with decades more experience. Instead of a declaration of war, he announces a seven-point plan that includes a naval blockade. He also makes a direct appeal to the Soviet premier.
I call upon Chairman Khrushchev to halt and eliminate this clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace and to stable relations between our two nations. I call upon him further to abandon this course of world domination and to join in an historic effort to end the perilous arms race and to transform the history of man. He has an opportunity now to move the world back from the abyss of destruction.
In the days that follow, Khrushchev backs down. He agrees to remove the warheads as long as the U.S. does not invade Cuba. Kennedy tells Harry Truman about this development in a telephone call on October 28th.
Hello.
Hello, this is Harry Truman.
Hello, how are you, Mr. President?
Well, I'm all right. I'm just pleased to death the way these things came out.
Well, we'll just stay at it, and I just wanted to bring you up to date.
Excerpts from White House recordings and President John F. Kennedy's televised address during the Cuban Missile Crisis in October 1962. Kelly Horan's story originally ran as part of the WBUR series November 1963.